Continuing post-game coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA 3. Final score tonight, the Warriors defeat Cedar Rapids Kennedy 44-43, extend their winning streak to 7 games. And we're joined now by our player of the game, our Greg Young Chevrolet player of the game tonight, junior guard Tillman Popson on today's Laley Radio Sports page. Tillman, a big win for you guys tonight, kept that winning streak going, but it was a battle out there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, any way to squeak out a dub, especially against a non-conference opponent, is a big way. Low scoring, hard fought, struggled on the rebounding end, but in the end we made some shots down the stretch and we got it done.
What did you feel was key for the team in the second half to maintain that lead most of the time? I mean, Kennedy kept answering your little runs. You got up by 6 in the third quarter. They came back and tied it. And then you got up by 5 in the fourth quarter. They tied it a couple of times. But what was key for you guys to maintain the lead most of the time?
I think in the end, it was going back to the scouting report. Kennedy shoots the 3 very well, so we were told stay in our gaps and don't help too much. Don't give them open looks. And we perfected that as much as we can. I mean, Bean played a hell of a game, and he got to the rack. But we stuck to the scouting report and got the job done.
Was 44-43 the kind of game you expected? Do you expect it to be kind of a defensive battle?
I mean, yeah, they run a scheme on defense, which is hard to guard. But, I mean, we found ways to dissect it and get some open looks. And they weren't falling for some of us. But, I mean, in the end, we made one of them. It was to take the lead, and we didn't look back.
You're averaging 21 points a game on the season. You had 4 at halftime. They did a pretty good job on you, but you were distributing, you were getting assists. I mean, what was your mentality at that point in time when they had held you to 4, but then you come out in the second half and get 16? Was it just patience?
I mean, I just take what the game gives me. So if they're playing up on me and my teammates are open, I got trust in my guys to knock it down. And when I'm open, I'm taking the shot.
So the team now 7-2 on the year. 7 straight wins, and these have been against some pretty quality opponents here along the way. Last year, you were a reserve on a senior-heavy team that finished about 500 on the year. What's been key for this group this year? Because it's a really kind of a new group out there to do what you're doing.
I mean, we know what we're capable of. We're all very talented players. We got some underclassmen, too, that haven't gotten their shot yet, but we'll see a lot of them next year. I think we knew in practice last year we'd always keep it up with the first group, and I mean, creds to the group from last year, but I mean, we knew what we were capable of, and we knew we could compete at the highest level.
This is 2 wins now since the Christmas break. You beat Dallas Center Grimes a week ago, and tonight Kennedy. It was a long break this year, it seemed like. What were some of the things that you worked on during that Christmas holiday?
Well, we really keyed in on staying in shape. As you know, me and Audric Pelzer are kind of the team leaders of this team right now, and we don't get much breaks, so we got to stay in shape and really be able to stay out there and lead our team, because when we're not on the floor, some things just go south, and we need to be out there to help direct our guys.
And as far as your game individually this year, averaging 21.1, I mean, you're one of the top scorers in the Little Hawkeye Conference. What did you work on between last year and this year to do what you've been doing?
Yeah, a couple things. I worked on my body a lot. I mean, as an underclassman, a big difference is just size and athleticism and strength, and I got in the weight room. We got a great program here at the school, and I worked on my body a lot, put on some pounds. And another thing is just being aggressive, getting downhill. I mean, last year my role was kind of sit in the corner, sit at the top, knock some open shots down. This year I know what I've worked on. I was aggressive all year in the summer ball league, and I can make some contested shots and really hit some shots when they matter down the stretch.
How much fun is that for you this year to not just be that spot-up shooter? You can still do that because you guys share the ball so well, but to be able to put it on the floor, put your head down, bully in there, and get some three-point plays.
I mean, it's really fun. It's always three-point play is the most emotional play in the game, and really gets the crowd going. And, yeah, it's awesome. No better feeling, to be honest.
So you got some big games coming up. It's a homestand, if you will, this week. 3 home games in a week. That doesn't always happen. You got the Newton Cardinals coming in tomorrow night, a school that did so well in football this year. And then a tough Oskaloosa team coming in on Friday. You guys went toe-to-toe with them in a close game down there last year. Now you got to focus in on conference play. What's going to be key for you here the rest of the week?
Conference play, really. Tomorrow we just got to make sure our bodies are fresh. I mean, Newton's not having the greatest year, so we know what we should do. We should win that game tomorrow. We got to go out and perform, and then we got Wednesday and Thursday, rest our bodies and kind of game plan for Oski's scheme. They had a big win against Pella, and we know they're not a slacking team, so we got to stay ready and defend our house.
And doesn't get any easier after that. You got Ames the following week on the road, and Pella, a rematch with them. So Yeah, what's just some things this team can do to get better over the next couple of weeks?
I mean, defensively was really our problem the first two games of the year. We were just lazy, and I don't think we were in shape enough. Coach started running our butts off in practice, and we're ready to take on Ames, a very long and athletic team, very good defensively, so we got to knock some shots down for them. And then for Pella, we just got to stay in the moment. It's going to be an emotional game, but we got to play our part on the defensive end, and then defense turns into offense from there.
What's the confidence level of this team right now?
We're very high on ourselves right now. We just slid into the rankings on IA Sports, top 16, and Power Index Unbound is also top 10. So we know what we're doing. We know the culture we've brought in practice, and we think we can make a run this year and surprise some of those bigger 4A teams. I mean, one of our keys going into this year was prove that we're not just a team that one of those big CIML schools and MVC schools can come in and say, this is a win for sure. It's Norwalk. Oh, nothing. I mean, Valley didn't have a great year, but they came into our house. We beat them. And we just want some respect from those bigger schools.
Awesome. That's a great mentality. And how about the long-term goals for this team?
I mean, we got a lot of us returning next year. As I said, we got underclassmen coming in next year. And this year, we're going to go as far as we can. And then we know next year we can come into confidence and go for a run, too.
All right. Congratulations on the win tonight, Tillman. That's Norwalk junior guard Tillman Popson. 16 points tonight as Norwalk defeats Cedar Rapids Kennedy 44-43. Thanks for your time and good luck the rest of the week.
Thank you.